which encourages the physicality, you know. And America's built on muscle. This is the physicality, right? And also, what you were just talking about, thinking being an abstraction in a way. Another phrase in our language is seeing is believing, you know, which is having everything right out there in front of you and not really being able to, you know, continue it in thought. And, and I think also because of the nature of our the nature of our society, our government, everything, capitalism, everything, that in itself encourages some people, more people on the physical level than on the thinking level. People with more money and more leisure time are more involved in their thinking, perhaps. Like, except again, the only time
I'm really glad to see participation. That's part of something I want to get to.
Yeah.
That's all the distinction between the two sessions. But, like, there's a trend to what you're saying. What you're saying is that the whole thought has a, you know, strong. But it has a tendency, again, for the victim. We the victim. In other words, what I'm saying is, people join a movement because they say, everybody knows something's the matter with the way women are treated. So given that you understand that, and given that you're putting in a lot of time into doing something which I've always found very unpleasant, which is to realize more and more and more how much you're being shit on, which is not really the best way to be happy, to find out more and more about that, it seems that you'd be trying to get someplace with it, which is trying to figure out the problem and how to hit it so that, you know, because like you kind of want to see your life improving in its general quality. You know, so this is, I'm not talking about, like, the masses. I'm talking, I mean, the fact that this workshop's going on, even though it is already different from the way it was laying out, and that's come about partly through what I perceived in, when I looked at the second sex again, realizing that actually she didn't say too much. Maybe we better just get down to how to do it and start in and build that up. Yeah. Let me get to what I was trying to lead up to. After the last workshop, I was very, very dissatisfied. Didn't know why, but I thought, you know, so I was just, didn't like it. Something's wrong. And people look all right, I mean, happy enough, all, but it was something was bugging me. Something was wrong. Now, of course, my first time, for instance, right, I've done all my wonderful plans, and I hadn't had that much planning before for the one before, so it should have come out better. But there was something that I distinctly thought was wrong. Now, that's of no interest unless you figure out what it is that you think is wrong. And what I came up with was, so what was the scheme? Why was I so dissatisfied with it? In many ways, it's too easy. But what I arrived at later, you know, it's probably makes more sense, but I'll go through the process I went through. It's too easy. I mean, you could explain what theory construction is, like systematic accounting for in these relationships. And people say, yeah, that's it. And then everybody goes out and does this. And so something didn't happen. And I thought, they can't understand what I was saying. You cannot understand that in a couple hours. So I don't care if everybody in the world swore on everything, this new center, right? That they understood, it just doesn't make sense. You can't, I mean, that's too, it's too damn hard to understand that fact. So that's the thing that was sort of bothering me. Then I start thinking, now, how can I take it apart differently? I don't know, we have to do this again this time. Something's wrong with it. The time to fix it is at the first step when something's wrong. The way this is, the workshops are very structured in terms of what I'm trying to get at and why I'm doing it, one step at a time, so the people are going to really be able to use these things very effectively. And so I thought, okay, we'll have to go home again. And I realized, I kept thinking about, well, I know because we're the hungry one, and I was mumbling to myself, I know I was just saying, what's wrong? And what did you think? Oh, I thought it was fine, it's really, and the time was kind of dragging by, it was all wrong. Then I realized, I gave you a definition. I told you, you wrote down a theory construction wrong. And what happened the time before was you discovered organically what it was. You did it. Last time I did it, which is not what the workshops are about, because I already can do it.
Yeah. Great. I'm glad you brought that up, because when I went home, I felt very, very upset. And I came down to a deduction that there was an intellectual fear present.
An intellectual what?
An intellectual fear with all of us. I thought that we were frightened to say something out of either fear of sounding stupid or, you know, and saying something that was stupid but probably relevant for clarification. And so immediately I dug into what you had told us. And it was, you know, an actual...
See, I wrote down, you said that we defined. We didn't find anything.
Because I compared it with ancient notes to see if, you know, had there been transition, or had I lost something, or had I gained something in terms of what I had already learned previously. And even though that happened, I thought it was, there were some good things from it, because...
I'm not saying that it was a total disaster, I'm just saying it was not, it did not meet my standards. And the whole thing is supposed to be about is standards, and saying if something's going to feel right, you go and you... I didn't find out what it was.
Yeah, because I didn't happen last week. You happened. And that's what got me angry, because I went home feeling stupid. And I don't like that. And so I had to go and do things that, you know, reverse that practice and come back with the idea, okay, this time.
So the research, you were saying, well, we have to do a lot of work outside after the second.
Sure.
Well, both things are necessary. In other words, this workshop, is to put out and develop, and all pull out of a certain foundation, these tools. And if somehow I can lock it in, and plug that in, you will then have the fascination to go and explore it and develop it in any number of different ways. And we need so much. I mean, when people start saying, oh, well, so-and-so has sexuality, and so-and-so is this, and so, I mean, unlimited territory. Totally, nobody, nothing's been touched. So that it's both theory and practice. And that's why I keep relating it to the movement, which has to do not just with why I'm doing this, and why it's a political act for me, but also what the point of this is, for you, because, as I said, I started out with an idea of, you know, some theory, look at the last thing, and a certain number of weeks. Now, I'm trying to keep to that, but if it's necessary in order to achieve that, to make it longer or whatever, then that's what's going to be done, because the only thing here is people are going to leave here. That is, the ones who stay. And there may not be that many who do stay. By God, they're going to know how to do it. They're going to be able to go out, and they're going to be able to give me a hard time. And that's really the point. And that's one of the things that was really wrong with the last time, because it was like, it was just sterile. You know, it's a systematic account, and I could sort of see it hanging out there. Everybody looks, everybody writes it down, and nothing had happened. Now, by that, I mean no understanding, a real understanding had come about, which, as I said, I've never done this. Generally speaking, in everything, in all the seminar things I was in, they did that kind of thing. Because, you know, they just told you and you wrote it down and you learned it. But because of what, the reason I'm doing this, that won't do it. Because I don't want anybody... It's teaching, yes, I'm finally saying that. Fuck it, if I'm doing all that work outside in addition, just, you know, and trying to figure out that isn't going to do, now how do you do that? And I'm telling myself, but it's going to be something that's going to happen over a period of time, and I can see it. Like after the first session, I saw people's minds, the wheels that start creaking, turning, and something, and so the understanding, you know, that's the point. So we haven't gotten at all the different ways I thought of getting to, but of why I'm doing this, and you know, I think maybe that isn't clear enough, and I think maybe it would be good for us to understand each other better. Some of you have said you had some idea while I was doing it. Well, why do you think I'm doing this? You think I've got nothing else? I mean, that may be true. I have nothing else to do Tuesday night, but I mean, why do you think I'm doing this?
Yeah. After the first session, I thought quite a bit about this, as to why you came to BOB, first of all.
Well, it gets rid of obvious problems.
Yeah, exactly. And first of all, BOB is organized to begin with, so you don't have that kind of problem to deal with. One of the problems we have with BOB movement is the organization. Secondly, we are basically all aware of our oppression, so there's no disagreement there. If you said it yourself, and at times you are lonely, you don't want to be lonely anymore, you do want others to perceive. I think the same kind of feeling that I have when speaking to other women who go to a certain point and then they stop there. And that constant searching for others either to dig into and find the problems and discuss them, because even though you can go up to a certain point, probably beyond what masses of women can deal with, you can probably deal with a bit more, but still there are not enough around to help yourself in them other situations. I know. Well, not quite. I'm stuck.
Yeah. Our society makes us isolated. Like everyone lives in their own hut, and they stay there. And like I don't even know who the heck is going to live next door to me.
I don't know. You want to know either?
No, that's the answer too. You don't want to know. But that's the whole thing of society. Again, technology and all that. I shouldn't say all that, it doesn't make it simple. But we're all isolated, and society wants us to be isolated. It's necessary for it to function, for us to be isolated and individualistic. There's so much potentiality among women. When I heard that you were giving this, I was thinking, God damn, I'm glad, because like, okay, there are a few who found a way, or a few, but they're in the way we are now, like, we're all spreading, we're all separating, spread, and we're not together, and it's dangerous to be together, it's dangerous to think together, because again, society doesn't want you to do that. And by getting together, we can be a strong force, and we can be dangerous. I mean, then who's it? And then we will be destroying the individuality. And we're individuality in the sense of conformity. Do you know what I mean? The society makes us individual in the sense of conformity. We're not really individuals. We're conformity. We're all the same, but yeah, we're individual. We're like sheep. Jose Ortega says, possibly he describes men as men. Well, he uses the word term men a lot. But I like what he says, the yes man and the supreme man. Why is there a distinction? Why is there such a few supreme men? Well, that's his words. And why is it such a big mess? Think of the truth, I guess. No, that was just
okay. Yeah, but what about the relationship between the two of them? Wasn't that basically the
same? Well, it's interesting. As I said, I guessed that maybe people would imagine or wonder what I was doing it for in some way, very differently from what was going on in my mind. For instance, this I never saw, I certainly not see as a political group. When I say political act, I mean that in the time I spent in women's life, I've realized that there is a tendency away from thinking, planning, so that in fact all of this will go for something. And it's unbearable to me to think that, say, when some things I've gone through in the women's movement are going to be for nothing. And by that I mean that, say, if any of us die, that the point is that somehow if a lot of the things you did maybe contributed to something, that came to something someday. And I know that this can't happen if women do not think. So that while I had finally given up to the point I was going to sit down and write out the theory, it bothered me because I thought it's not going to be anybody for people just to pick this up and say, oh, this is the answer. Because that's almost as bad as the problem we've got now. So that the reason I wanted to do it at DOB was I want to do it, I'm against doing things in people's homes, John, because that attaches too much to the person. I want to get away from that as much as possible. DOB seems to me much more feminist than any thing I know going on right now. So I thought that it would have the possibility to sort of flower thing. I then thought of all sorts of shit I was going to get, like elitism or this or that. And I sort of think, and so I thought, well, you know you're going to get some of that shit. Like, what are you doing? Everybody just, you know, like flows down, you're just trying to avoid doing your book, you know, all this. But the political act, like, I don't see this as a group. I see this, I mean, it might happen when we make friends with. I have people I communicate with, say, some of them, so that what this was about was, in a sense, almost non-personal in that way. The idea being that if some people, that it can spread the tools and so forth, so that people can, more and more people can contribute, and have other people to contribute so that things might happen. But, like, no position is coming out of this place. No ready-made answers. That's the point. That's exactly the point. And so that this is not an academic exercise, even though it has to do with certain tools, things I learned from books. It's very, very relevant, like whether we're going to make it or not. And the point, the purpose, my purpose, with, when I thought of all the shit I could get, which I really need more, given the enemies out there, which are probably more than us, the whole purpose is if you can get people to develop these muscles so that they are truly independent. And that by all these people developing and becoming independent, that together then we can recreate something. But we can only create as equals. Now, to say that having potential is the same thing as actuality is a lie. Now, a lot of people say, I'm not here with somebody who has some other tools or something else. Depends what you're talking about. But to kid ourselves and each other is no favor. And it's terribly responsible. Because people on the outside think, believe what we're talking about. I mean, what the hell are they making rules on that? So the whole point of this, and why I bring up that workshop, what's happening, and so on, is because my older sister's boy at home. And we're, you know, just, it's not like that, because it's not like any disease taking place, just some muscles haven't been developed, but that constant exercise and pushing. So when I in being, you think, oh, Jesus, why don't you drop that and why should I nasty, or, you know, why should I keep pushing that? That's that muscle I'm trying to push, develop, because that is the only point for this, for me, because it takes a lot more time outside than I figured on, in order to achieve it, which is the point.
You said you were afraid to push that thing about the workshop on Friday, and I've been, you know, trying to wonder why you're afraid to push them, you know.
Well, because people might feel, very often, like if you push something in a woman's movement, now by any, everybody here is in a woman's movement, or else they're going to be here. In some sense, they're in a woman's movement. They're going to be just, I can defend that as an argument. If you say something that people don't want to deal with, and the usual people go away rather than face it and talk about it. Because the one thing is, don't be unpleasant. We come to the room to find love and happiness. Right, no. What I'm doing, as I said, is I got off it and said I would come back to it and try it again. But I'm saying that the point of this to me is that the action, it's like my main political action right now. So this woman was saying, well, aren't you involved, isn't that not involved in actions? Well, I do certain projects there. But for me, this is the most critical action I've been involved in. In terms of the whole context and the ship that's going down, not thinking it. These people, I mean, some of the things she was telling me about, and I saw the risks people were taking for nothing. The most they could get would be nothing. And the reason people were doing that, and where it could go, was because you've got this big sign that says, don't think, never mind what else, but don't think. And this is very painful. I mean, I've got to try and do what I can to stop that, just in terms of my own happiness, because it's very discouraging. I can't, it's too late for me to back out, because I see too much. I want us to make it, you know? So that this is a very real thing to me. It is not academic. It's something real. And it isn't, women are not stupid. The reason we have not been doing this kind of thing before are partly personal. And there's going to be a pull on the ground. There's going to be in terms of priority, different things. So that's why I said, why do you think I'm doing it? Why am I giving this so much priority? Because I am not going to gain from it. I'm not going to have followers who are going to adopt my political line, because that is exactly what I'm fighting against. I'm arming people to destroy my political line. So, like, well, I assume that I can make mistakes in terms of making my theory, or I can just do a skeleton as the massive kind of job. Certainly, if many people contribute, this is going to correct everybody's views to agree. The more people who are looking and talking and dealing with this object in the middle, the more chance we have of it being correct.
The only way that they can destroy your theory.
I can be wrong with something I'm saying. I'm talking about my particular feminist theory analysis of depression. In other words, right now, people don't know how to challenge things. You don't know where to begin. So that you think there are no checks on anybody.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is that in order for them to destroy or change your theory, they're going to have a theory of their own, which has been checked out and checked out and checked out, so that it follows like nothing is going to crumble. So in other words, they're going to have to check your theory out at the same time in order to like point out the wrong things in it so that they can come up with your theory.
In other words, unless you know how to do theory, you can't really challenge somebody's theory. That's the point. That's what I'm talking about, tools. And that it's only insofar as you develop them, not me, but you develop them, that anything is going to be accomplished. And that's why the idea that midweek workshop, in terms of like the shrink, or in terms of all of these things, this is a political statement in terms of the priority.
That's
So, but in other words, I keep saying, why do you think I'm doing this? It's important. I mean, I am not in the charity business, right?
Why is it important for you? Because, like, why does one have to explain oneself to another? One does and one must do. And the feedback I get is like guilt or correct me if I'm wrong or the explaining for approval that you're doing the right thing. This is the feedback I'm getting.
I'd have to figure what the reason I wrote down these things trying to get across. The way I saw it here was to try to get across there's a difference in understanding among us why this workshop exists. And I'm trying to say how I see it, and there seems to be a tension or a distinction between the way other people see what this workshop is about. And when I say, why am I doing this? In that sense, why am I here? Which is in a slightly different relationship in that, right? So that's why I'm trying to get it across about it being a political act, because I think last session it fell into more the academic, which is opposed to the political. And why I am making demands, because my only reason for doing this, I'm trying to get across it, why I'm doing it, and that's why I'm pushing the particular questions I'm pushing. It's like it's a political group that we're involved in without, it's a little different in terms of the actions, as far as we know, are going to be limited to affecting a certain goal.
Because my feeling is that there was a good little question, and my own distress on the part of those of us who were here, because the rest of us are not here. And I still haven't thought about this. I still think that this is the case. And yet, those of you who were here, you know, I got this initial feeling, and then as I thought about it, the thought that you felt distress too, and you did tonight, you're saying, you know, why probe? And yet we talked about it and tried to come up with the reasons we thought the other people were not here.
Yeah, I was distressed about it Friday night. But after hearing people's explanations, I don't see any reason for continuing to probe. You know, I agree with you guys that if people say they're going to be there, that they should be there. I was in consciousness with them for 8 months, and we were supposed to start at 7:30, and people didn't show up till 8 o'clock, and it got to be ridiculous. But I think that's a new point.
Maybe if we approach this. Now, I've said why I'm here. Why are you here?
I was going to say that because there would be an imbalance there. But I was going to say that if I'm going to approach it, and you say why this, then I was going to say that before.
It's very selfish. I just want to feel like the idea, so I could bring myself out of the hot that I'm in.
What do you mean, what could you get out of it?
I could get out of it in the sense of, I'm tired of being in the hot, and I want to communicate. And I'm
in the hot.
My house. I mean, I'm not really in the house. I'm never home. Never.
No, but you put it to women's side.
There's no communication. There's no communication. It's just doing, and it's crazy doing, you know? There's nothing, there's no... It's just people doing it, you know, following this. And like, there's no communication. Like, I was sitting up to the open houses, and like, I think that is the most important thing that can be so good to communication. I think that is very important. But, look at many
nobody else would want to do it, you know? Two open houses, and I did that. And I want to teach other people, you know? Like, okay, I learned how to communicate with the groups and all. But like, you know, all this information, the whole day, all the groups are reporting, but nothing was following up at all. Like, everybody was really amazed how much communication was being made. Like, this here, and this one here, and this one here. But nothing was followed up.
What did it add up to?
It didn't add up to anything. It didn't add up to anything at all. It was just a little instant that happened. Puff.
Did you expect I was going to give you some answers here?
No. I'm very selfish in the sense that, not you. I want to hear you, and I want to hear you, and I want to hear you, and I want to hear you. I don't, and you too.
Why would it be in this context? Because this is a very unusual context, a very unusual context.
Oh, in BLB?
No, like context, I mean like a workshop that's designed to, and everybody certainly knows my reputation in terms of what I'm after, trying to get. So in other words, it would not be something somebody would just kind of fall into. So I'm just, my guess is that while people vary somewhat in the reasons why they came, and it's important understanding that there's more similarity there and then say from the reason I came. The situations are slightly different. But I think that this being given answers is something that's fair to assume, because that is certainly a societal impression. So what I'm trying to get at is to close the gap of the understanding of what we're doing here and trying to do, and you establish that, and the what I want to get into after this is onto this theory construction of what political theory is, and it is very connected to what we're talking about here. It comes directly out of it, because I was teaching last time. I was telling people what it was. It wasn't coming out of, I got those bullets at my ass, and I better, you know, things are desperate, and I got to fix it. But it's very connected to what we're talking about here. It always has to do with you and what's going on with all of us. And my guess is the people to a degree here do or did want to be taught, as opposed to going through some real changes. And that has to do with that workshop there, and with pressing issues when people are not satisfied, like it was nagging and nagging this whole week. I may be projecting, but when I say that, or basically that will change, I'm saying, now that I see you in the flesh, I'm satisfied. But it's not like we're not listening to, we're often, I've been bothered by things, but I've let them go. So I guess one thing I'm trying to get at is it seems to be of different importance. Now this must be because we have a different understanding of what's going on, or of the purpose or what's going on in the outside world. How jeopardized your life is right now, and how you better figure out how to get up out of that pit.
It's a kind of do or die situation that we're taking place. It's like, when some
people don't see it that way,
but when it's brought up, I push it, but that's what I know. But when something can drop me to sit, I feel guilty, I hate something, I didn't say it.
Not guilty, not just guilty.
I'm guilty.
Yeah, I did too.
What is guilty?
But I couldn't say
that. You want to do something, you want to do something,
right.
You want to be there because you know the name of the game, you know what it is. You know to do with that situation, you either do it or...
But see,
it
wouldn't become anything that desperately. Nothing gets in the way.
That's what I'm trying to get at. You see what I mean? It isn't the guilt and shame of the other people in service.
No.
Nobody dies on a charitable impulse.
Don't forget, there's just only we also have to consider this fact. It was Tuesday, and we decided we would have another meeting. And it was only 2 days away of it. People had commitment, so did I. I worked in a hospital, and I had to make a commitment to work there. But this was a reason also I couldn't change it. I can change it in the future.
I don't know most people. I didn't know most people here. So the idea that we would all be here for the same reason is really kind of irrational. So what you try to do is try to pick up any signals that, I don't want people to say, oh, I got to go up, I got to go to another meeting, watch that. that's not what I'm trying. I'm trying to say, this can only work to the degree it's real to each one of us. And that we're all there from the same quality of declaration.
Well, that's the kind of thing. Self-imposed guilt. I think most of us
not guilt, because look, you feel guilt. If your ass is on fire, you don't feel guilt. You get your ass someplace faster than water. It's not a guilt. Guilt is what you feel towards others. You let other people down. I want to make sure everybody here understands that their ass is on fire. I'm not sure everybody does.
I feel guilty that I don't feel that my ass is on fire.
No, I feel guilty that I don't feel very interesting.
I feel guilty that I should be here because I don't feel anything very much.
This is true. Now, the reason this is worth discussing, this is not idle. I'll show everybody my computer. My page and page of notes for what. This is the problem in the whole woman's work. That's why it's relevant to feel fear. In other words, some of the people think, why? The fact that there are this many people even want to think it's like a miracle at this point. So, I'm not saying that we're not ahead of this, although it's still no good. I believe it's a fact. But I think there are people out that even if they don't admit it, but actually there are a signal. In fact, that's what everyone said. Matter of fact, that's very interesting. But not so finally, that's why I mixed up demonstration for this. So this is very, this is what they call a real phenomenon. Anybody can be here and not think their ass is on fire. I find it difficult to believe that it's an academic issue.
I could say that my reason for being here is because I'm very egotistical and I'm a woman and I hate to read about all these women in the women's movement making out these items. And I'd like to at least get in. I want to complain from the beginning, so at least I think that I tried. I contributed my part. And if somebody still makes an ass out of themselves from this group, I can even say, oh, well, they wanted to do it anyway, or, well, maybe I agree with them. It's kind of a problem anymore.
And maybe you'll be doing it an ass out of
yourself. It could be,
I think it's an action group.
Yes, but I feel at least that. I really didn't have time to get involved in any of the other women's groups because as far as I could, I had nothing in common with the women and I just really thought that they could look for them.
So you don't, I'm never going to act in bad faith with people here. I'm not going to do that. So if I have a question, I'm never kidding somebody else. Do you think that you personally have no problem because of the fact that
I think that I might have had problems at one time, but I've learned to cope with them and overcome them. So now, if I did have them, I'm not aware of them. I honestly
don't know. That there is such a thing as a personal solution.
Yes,
I'm a condition.
I think so.
So is it that you're here to help the neighbors?
I feel like I'm letting myself on the line too, because I need to have everybody disagree with me. I still don't like not to be right. And people really come down on me. It makes me feel bad. No, I'm not saying that. It's just that I don't like people to disagree with me. I'm always right.
type of thing.
This is something personal, but I still feel that I have to do this as far as I'm concerned, because I can't picture that. I mean, are these things and, you know, people that I'm going to be associated with are writing these things, and I look like, my God, you know, and it's ridiculous, and I feel embarrassed. You know, it shouldn't, maybe if I'm a member of an organization or a member of a group or a class or what have you, something comes out, and it reflects on me too, and it bothers me.
But why wouldn't you just sit down then and write something intelligent in terms of the way you see things that are being said and so on, the one thing that you disagree with? Instead of coming here, see, what I'm trying to do is, I'm not so sure that you think what you're saying, and I know that's an outrageous thing to say something, but this is what I'm trying to do and correct about. There were other alternatives other than coming here.
Sure, but I'm not a verbal person. I can't. You know, for me to sit and write something that makes sense and take me a long time, I'm not the person.
That's just weird.
Well, no, that's just something else.
No, but I'm quite trying to notice that I think it must be something more than that, because there were other possibilities.
Okay.
Well, like I said, like sitting down and writing something out, or like, I know very often I've written things because I was in such disagreement with everything people were saying. I think, well, I'm going to sit down and write out what it is I do think, you know, about that, and get trying to put that out into.
Yeah, I think they operate like that. I'm not the type of person that can organize things and write it and get it out. Some people might be able to write something else in a couple of hours and make it effective. I don't have the time to sit down and spend a day to do it.
But it's because you spend all the time coming to things and things.
Well, I can communicate better this way, I think. I think that, I'll get more and other people might get more. But if I were to sit down and write something in one area, it's worth it.
Embarrasses you.
It's not that it embarrasses me, it's true. I can't always say it's like hard for me.
No, I can do it, but it's not that I'm saying the writing that you have been reading about the movement, which embarrasses you. This, I assume, is the writings of women who feel they are oppressed. Then why does it embarrass you if you feel the individual woman is not oppressed?
I didn't say that. What, the individual?
Yes, why do these writings embarrass you?
Well, for instance, if somebody will say something to me, I feel that I have to defend other women, and I want to, because some people will get the impression that women are all stupid, for instance, and, I'll have to try to explain to them the alternatives, try to talk to them, and show them that women aren't, and then they'll say, well, look at so-and-so, she hates men, and all feminists are lesbians, all feminists hate men, or something. And, I want them to know that that's not so, but, just to know. That's why I have to, submit to them. In other words, the women who are writing have something good to say. But there are other things that the people who they're trying to convince are using and saying, well, they can't really be right because look what they say over here. And if a woman...
If you think that an individual woman does not have to be stressed, if she really... But they're all bullies around them, but that's the mission. How do you account for the mass bulk of women who don't?